broken English because it's Latin. Latin's just learning how to speak English. So it's just amazing. I mean, melting pot, USA.
All right. And do you think, so there's differences in cultural, groups. What about in older generations and younger generations?
I would like to think that the younger generations are going to be a lot looser and a lot more open-minded than the older generations.
What about just the difference in, like, for example, the difference between the way you talk and the way your mom talks?
Well, my mom still to this day, I'm 40 years old, and my mom still to this day says, ain't's not a word. And I'll say, ain't. I ain't got that. Or I'll even catch myself saying, I don't got any of that. I'll catch myself speaking that Southern slang. And she's extremely, even though she's real Southern, she's extremely proper English. Now, my mother-in-law, on the other hand, who is from South Atlanta, she's very Southern in her slur, but she does not, she uses the word ain't, she'll use the word don't got no, phrases like that.
What do you think the difference is that makes them?
I don't know. That's a good point because, my mom worked a lot, and my mother-in-law just raised a family.
Right.
So maybe that had something to do with
jobs,
it. Being out in the workforce, representing your own business because they owned their own business for a lot of years. And my mother-in-law being very family-oriented, not worrying about having to impress, a workforce or representing anything but just family love. My father, growing up in West Virginia, they probably didn't have a lot of cultural influences because it was such a hard area to get to. So I think they just spoke how they were taught.
Your dad talks like your grandmother.
Yeah, there isn't a lot of slang in that area.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just every day, almost like that Pennsylvania Dutch type speaking.
And does he still to this day, after he moved away?
Absolutely.
You can tell
still to this day.
Language didn't change.
Mm-mm.
And do you think that had an effect on you growing up hearing that?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. There's still words that he uses, like phrases, like if something could be 10 miles away, and he'll still say, oh, it's just over the hill. It's just over the hill. We'll be there in a minute. I mean, whereas maybe to somebody like you, oh, that's 20 miles away. That's 10 miles away. I don't know if that's just a perception, somebody's perception, or...
Well, what'd you call it, things?
What do you mean?
The differences in speech, as in, it's just the words they use to name things is different, potentially, than what, somebody who grows up in a city...
Yeah, I guess it would be, because my grandmother... And my mother both called the vacuum cleaner a sweeper. It's a sweeper. Whereas, the woman across the street, who is extremely proper, would call it a vacuum cleaner.
What about the differences between men and women? Do you hear talk differences in speech of men and women at all? Do you pick up on anything?
I don't think so too much. I don't think so. I'd have to think about that for a while. I mean, I work with so many different types of people that it's almost hard to put any type of label on it. Maybe if I was only exposed to white people and black people, it might be a little bit easier. But, I mean, Jamaican people, Latin, from Spain to Germany to... I mean, I have a really good friend who's from Bosnia that I work with, and another who's from Cambodia. So being exposed to so many different people, it's so hard to even begin to label something like that.
Well, do you think you could be able to tell the difference between somebody from Mississippi, for example, and Georgia, that kind of...
I think so, yeah. I think it's a lot bigger slur in Mississippi than it is here from the people that I've met
mm-hmm.
in that...